So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
The Last Word on Today FM.
John Gibbons is with us for our weekly environment spot. And Ben was telling us there in the 5 of 5 that Argentina has withdrawn from the climate change conference COP29. Its delegates summoned home by its government, which says climate change is a socialist lie. I suspect that if you're going to see some sort of similar action by Donald Trump's administration when he gets into power.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. Yeah, this is obviously incredibly disappointing. 80 representatives from Argentina literally upped and left. I should say, though, we kind of saw this coming because Milei, the president, he actually recently shut down the environmental ministry in Argentina. The phrase they used was he dissolved it. And again, this is very much out of the Trump playbook.
Because man-made climate change is a socialist lie. And Donald Trump believes that the science behind man-made climate change does not exist.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this obviously has been a sort of a standard feature of the right and the hard right of the political spectrum for the last, 20 years. And I suppose if we had an hour, we could probably go through the history of it and how we've arrived at this sorry place. And it is kind of ironic as we're watching climate records falling, 2023, the hottest year ever, 2024, the hottest year ever, record-breaking downpours, getting a year's rain in 4 hours. And of course, not just happening in one or two places, Matt, but all over the place. So it's pretty obvious to most of us, even if you're not following the science very closely, that there's something dramatic happening. So,
yeah, but I see a lot of climate deniers. They say it's man-made element that they deny. They say this is just part of the natural cycle and all the rest of it.
Again, that has been looked at very closely. And you can look at sunspots, you can look at solar activity, you can look at wherever you're having yourselves, volcanoes, you name it. All of these things have been analysed closely. The only thing that makes sense, and in a sense it probably shouldn't really surprise us, that if you dump 50,000 million tonnes of a powerful, long-acting, heat-trapping gas into the global atmosphere, where it remains for decades and centuries, that that's going to have an impact. So what's really strange about this is, of course, you're going to get an effect like that. And to deny it, I mean, for example, the kind of people that Trump and his ilk are denying it on behalf of course, are the fossil fuel industry. Now, if you look up, Matt, back into the 70s and 80s, companies like Exxon, they did the actual calculations, the climate calculations. And for example, they adjusted things like the height of their oil rigs because they knew that they're going to have to allow for global climate change, and they recognised that it would be dangerous. They were able to tell in 1975 roughly how much CO2 would be in the atmosphere in 2024, 2025. And by the way, they're exactly right. And they also said, by the way, this is going to be extremely dangerous in the early to mid-2020s.
But isn't this COP29... a bit of a con in the sense that it's in Azerbaijan, and the Azerbaijani president in his opening speech hailed oil and gas as a gift from God, and he lambasted climate activists like you, although not you by name, Western media and climate activists as been entirely wrong and scaremongering.
Yeah, I mean, Azerbaijan.
Oh, sorry, a well-orchestrated campaign of slander and blackmail.
Yeah, and again, Azerbaijan would know a thing or two about slander and blackmail and a lot more besides in human rights abuses. But we'll leave that aside for a second. The big issue here, and it's a very straightforward one, Azerbaijan, 60% of government revenues are from fossil fuels and 90% of its exports are fossil fuels. So the country is essentially addicted to oil and gas completely. Its entire existence and the government's existence is predicated on pumping and selling oil and gas. So the real question to ask.
He says they produce only less than 1% of the world's oil and gas. He says it's the United States, which is the world's largest carbon emitter, and the European Union as well, and that we have double standards in the Western world, trying to tell poor countries like Azerbaijan, using their natural resources given to them as a gift from God, to try and make life better for themselves.
I think I would agree with him, by the way, on the double standards. He's absolutely correct. You know, the West, the wealthy West, should have done an awful lot more to help countries to transition away from fossil fuels. The issue really with countries like Azerbaijan is transition to what? That's really the issue, because their export revenue is entirely dependent on fossil fuels. You could say the same for any number of petrostates. So it isn't just a question that they use them to run their economy, as in to power their economy. It also creates their foreign currency, and it props up their entire political system. So it really underlines, Matt, I mean, maybe to go back to your point, we have the devil of a job here to try to decarbonize the world in the kind of timescales available to us.
You see, when you talk about decarbonizing, there's something else that Ben mentioned in the 5 of 5, and it may not be in the notes that you have, but I thought it was fascinating. A new report today on cryptocurrency is suggesting that you have a levy which could raise billions of US dollars for climate action. But here's the thing. It's the mining of these tokens is so energy intensive. It's suggested that Bitcoin alone is using 1% of the globe's energy. Yeah. 1% devoted to this useless cryptocurrency.
It's absolutely mad stuff. I mean, for example, I've read about disused coal mines in American states being fired up again to provide the electricity for the local crypto bank. What do you call it? Their web server bank, right? So it's crazy stuff. And the whole thing about this so-called mining of cryptocurrency, running trillions and quadrillions of calculations in order to create what? Funny money. That's basically what cryptocurrency is. And of course, it's now, this funny money has been refloated because, of course, Trump and his ilk are fully behind crypto. So we can expect to see a lot more cryptocurrency mining. But, 1%, by the way, I know people think that's a little. That's a lot. That is absolutely enormous. In the same way that Azerbaijan's contribution to global warming is very large indeed. And this is the point, really. When you're thinking of global emissions, Matt, you got to break it down like a pie and slice that pie into a whole bunch of segments. And every 0.5%, every 1%, they all build up over. And that's why even countries like Ireland are... slice of the pie might look from a distance small, but we build up to make a huge impact.
What are jet contrails?
Well, basically, contrails are the things that you see when you look up in the sky on a clear day and you see what looks like a cloud trailing out behind a jet as it goes past. Now, essentially, the hot air and the fumes coming from the engines, they react with, because you're looking at several kilometres up, and the air up there is extremely cold. So what can happen under certain atmospheric conditions is that the hot gases emitted from the exhausts of the jet interact with the cold surrounding air, and they form, I suppose, the equivalent really of a cirrus cloud. Now, the issue really is that these clouds, at the height that they occur, can have a heat. Now, clouds work in different ways. Some of them block heat from entering the atmosphere, depending on the type of cloud, but this type of cirrus cloud actually blocks heat from escaping from the Earth. So what we found basically is, this research is quite interesting, that the contrails from jets, and again, it does depend to some extent on where they are, but the biggest impact we're seeing is in the Northern Hemisphere, in other words, North America, Europe, and the North Atlantic run. That's the biggest impact. And these, they have the effect of what's known as the non-CO2 emissions. So if you take the CO2 impact of flying, which is pretty big, we've talked about it many times, when you add in the non-CO2, which is principally things like contrails, it basically doubles the impact of aviation, right? So that's why it's so important. So while it's extremely difficult to decarbonize aviation, right? You know, aviation fuels, etc., very difficult. What you can do, relatively cheaply, it appears, is to reorganize aviation so as to reduce the amount of contrails produced by aircraft. And this involves, for example, rerouting aircraft and having aircraft fitted with sensors that helps them to avoid areas where they're more likely to produce contrails. I mean, it's quite an interesting development, and it's very low tech in the sense that what we're doing here, we're not stopping CO2, but we're reducing the non-CO2 impacts.
Because this listener here says that jet contrails are the energy source to power conspiracy theorists.
He's got a point. In fact, when you use the phrase contrails, it does set off a bunch of people who believe, for example, that we're all being irradiated by, I don't know, governments injecting them with all the rest. Sometimes you find that reality, it's a lot simpler. Contrails are real, and their effect is real. They're not magical. And in this particular case, we can, using some relatively low technology approaches, we can reduce their climate impact, because it's extremely difficult to decarbonize flying, as we know. But this one place that we can make progress.
Contrails, also known as chemtrails by a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that's the chemtrails. Exactly. The conspiracy people are into this thing called chemtrails. And that's the idea. That the government, whoever they are injecting sinister chemicals into aircraft, for example, and that is being... So when they look up and they see contrail, which is a completely explainable phenomenon, they translate that into a chemtrail. Now, for example, we may in the future, Martin, we probably won't have time to talk about it today. In the future, we may well find governments, for example, injecting things like sulfur dioxide into the fuel tanks of aircraft in order to artificially cool down, right? This is so-called geoengineering, climate geoengineering. Now, that would be an actual chemtrail. But that, as the man says, is another day's story.
John Gibbons, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.
So, you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.